花が咲いている紫の。
Ukado Takako was born in Tochigi County in 1945. Just 10 days after she was born, her hometown was bombed by American forces in the lead up to the end of the war, leaving many dead. But Takako and her mother survived. After growing up in post-war Japan, Takako decided to become a music teacher.
During wartime, teachers send their students to battlefields and encourage them to fight. Now at a time of peace, I wish something like this would never occur. I don't want children lost their lives at war, so I teach them how precious peace is.
At first, Takako, like many in Japan, were only vaguely familiar with certain incidents during the war, including the Tokyo airstrikes,and the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, as conservative elements in post-war Japan still intended to consider Japan a victim rather than an aggressor. Then by coincidence, Takako read a story about the Chinese flower and the Japanese soldier in Nanjing. The flower is named Orotrophagrums. It blossoms in early springs. In the spring of 1938, in the aftermath of the Nanjing massacre,A Japanese soldier arrived in the ruins of what Nanjing had become, only to see these lovely violet flowers blooming. Stunned by the beauty of what was growing out of the devastation, the soldier saw the flower a sense of bravery and peace. He decided to bring the seeds back to Japan and plant this flower. Takako was so moved by the story, and she sought out the soldier and then learned the history of Nanjing massacre.This prompted her to write a musical ensemble named The Story of Violet Flowers. In 1998, Takako co-founded a chorus named after this flower, which began putting on concerts across Japan, as well as in a number of Chinese cities, including Nanjing. She says the people of Japan should not deny and ignore this part of history.
Every time I saw the pictures of the inhuman Nanjing massacre, I can't help to cry. Japanese people need to know this history. We can't deny the fact just because we don't know it. Every time I am at Memorial Hall of Nanjing Massacre, I think Japanese should rethink thoroughly. Especially when I saw some youngsters watch our chorus sing, this feeling becomes stronger.
However, there's a still strong sense of denial among certain nationalistic elements in Japan. History textbooks still often refer to the Nanjing massacre only as an incident. Takako says the Japanese government, as well as those in charge of education and culture, need to be more accountable for the messages they put out.
Firstly, the Japanese government still holds right-wing attitude towards this history. Some scholars and writers also fail to spread the truth. This phenomenon is more common now. Regrettably, in textbooks, there are increasingly less content regarding to Nanjing massacre and other historical facts. I really fear that history would happen again.
Takako, aside from spreading her message of peace through music,has also become a leading advocate of using things like music and comic books to create a better understanding of Japan's history. For CRI, this is Yang Guang.